Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Margaret, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the conference call of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, hosted by Concept Investor Relations, to discuss its Q3 and 9 months FY22 results. We have with us today Rear Admiral Sri V.K. Saxena, India Navy retired, Chairman and Managing Director. Commodore P.R. Hari, Indian Navy retired, Director Personnel, and Sri R.K. Dash, Director Finance. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then 0 on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Sri V.K. Saxena. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Very good afternoon to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rear Admiral V.K. Saxena, retired Chairman and Managing Director of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited. I welcome you all to this conference call to discuss the financial performance of this company for Q3. But before we go into the financial aspect, it's my honor and proud privilege to quickly brief you about the other activities that has happened in the shipyard. As you all know that we have gone through the first phase of COVID, first phase, thereafter second phase, and then the third phase or third wave, whatever we call it, that certainly third wave did not force us to go for the lockdown, but certainly it had the impact in terms of the number of people. As we all know that the infection rate was very, very high, very rapid. So it had the impact in terms of the large number of people getting infected in the shipyard, that is our own employees and contract personnel also. Our good news is that there was no lockdown or there was no complete disruption of the production activity. However, because of the large population getting impacted, there were restrictions that were put in place. That is the number of people, again, COVID appropriate behavior was imposed by the state government and also the local administration of Kolkata. As a result of that, we had to adopt to the modified routines and the number of personnel that were working at a time. We had to move on to the shift system with lesser number of people. And also the biggest issue that came up is the disruption in the supply chain in particular, which is again a major critical requirement for the warship building and ongoing projects. However, as you have seen and noticed that despite of all this disruption and challenges, and of course the after effects of the second wave of the COVID, in second and third quarters, the company has done extremely well. In fact, third quarter has been extremely good, very productive. I will be briefing you later on again on the financials of the company. During this quarter, we have signed the concession agreement with the Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Port, that is KOPT, in October. In that, we have got the 3 dry docks taken on lease, and the purpose and aim of this dry docks is to undertake the refit and repair activities for variety of the ships, which are whether the commercial ships or the naval ships or the Coast Guard ships, and that is certainly going to enhance our thrust towards the refit vertical. And not only that, dry docks were taken over, but some work was done. And we have commenced the operation with docking of the two vessels already. So that's a good news for all of us. Second thing is that at our diesel engine plant, Ranchi, you are aware that we have got a major contract of manufacturing 1 megawatt diesel alternators for the Indian Navy project. 4 ships of P-70 Alpha being built at MDL and 3 ships at GRSE. Total 28 number 1 megawatt DA will have to be supplied to them. And this is, the alternator is indigenous one, and a lot of efforts have been put in by the GRSC DEP Ranchi plant to indigenize variety of the accessories and items and equipment. And as a result of excellent effort, despite of the pandemic, we have been able to not only complete the integrated factory acceptance trial successfully at a Ranchi plant, but we have been able to deliver the three diesel alternators to the Indian Navy, that is the Mazagaon Dock Limited, to DA's auditories there, and third DA will be reaching shortly there. We have also undertaken the keel laying of ocean-going passenger come cargo vessels, which we are building as an export vessel for the government of Guyana. That happened in the month of November in presence of the senior officials from government of Guyana. We have also undertaken the launching of our first survey vessel launch, which you know that is 300 tons ship of the Indian Navy. We are making 4 watches for them as part of this particular project. The ship was launched on 5th of December of 2021 by the wife of Rajya Raksha Mantri, Srimati Shri Bhattaji. We have also undertaken on the same month, we have also undertaken the keel laying of the ASW shallow water craft at the GRSC. We have also, as a part of our refit activity, we have done the refit of 2 ships successfully. In addition, we have also got an excellent rating from, as part of the MOU target with the Department of Public Enterprises, who undertakes the rating of all the CPSC for the year 2020-21, which you know that was the worst affected year because of the pandemic. And I'm happy to inform all of you that the GRSC is the only defense public shipyard to be rated as excellent. We achieved 91.23% marks, and we are the second DPSU among 9 DPSUs. One was HCL and other one is the GRSC. So, and total 16 CPSCs out of 300 plus CPSCs have been rated excellent. So therefore, I would say that GRSC has shown huge resilience and the kind of strategies and other things we have devised has resulted in an excellent performance, resulting into the excellent rating from the Department of Public Enterprises, Government of India. And despite of all the issues and problems that we have faced, I would say that the kind of learning we have got and the strategy which we have devised, I'm happy to inform that now our productivity and efficiency has gone up considerably, and today the productivity levels are almost close to 3 times than it used to be previously. So I think the pandemic, although it has affected everybody, but it has taught us large number of things, and that has enabled us to deploy the new strategies and resulting into the excellent throughput in fabrication, erection, plumbing, cabling, and outputting. All dimensions of the shipbuilding activity, we have been able to achieve very, very good productivity. Now, speaking about the ongoing projects, you are aware that we have got the 6 projects at this juncture with us. And in that, we have got total 17 ships and 6 petrol boats for the government of Bangladesh. Now, out of the 6 projects, 3 are pertaining to the Indian Navy. One is Project 17 Alpha, stealth missile frigate, 3 number ships. The second project of the Indian Navy is 4 survey vessel large. And then we have 8 ASW shallow water craft for the Indian Navy. Altogether, 15 warships for the Indian Navy alone. Then we have one ship, fast petrol vessel for the Coast Guard. And of course, one vessel for the government of Guyana, which is under construction. Now, all the 3 ships of the Project 17 Alpha are under production and moving at a good pace. The first ship, as you know, that was launched in the thick of the pandemic in December 2020, 2 months ahead of schedule. The second ship is already doing quite fine despite of all the limitation and problems due to the pandemic. She will be launched in mid of this year, as I told you in the last quarter discussions. The third ship is also being under construction and going on at a decent pace, and is going to be launched next year, mid, which will be ahead of schedule by 2-3 months. As regard to the project survey vessel, as I told you, the first ship has already been launched on 5th of December 21, with almost 40% construction, overall construction. Now, why I'm informing you that we have launched a ship with 40% construction, because for this kind of ship, achieving 40% construction during prior to launch is something unique. And in DRSC, we have achieved this. The benefit of this achievement will be that after she is launched, we will take much lesser time for post-launch activities and outfitting, etc. And we hope that at the end of this year, we will be able to deliver the ship to the Indian Navy. The second survey vessel ship, which is under construction at L&T Kattapulli, we have outsourced it to them, the hull part of it. She is expected to be launched in next 2-3 months' time. And the third ship is expected to be launched, the survey vessel, launch, third one, somewhere in the third quarter of this year. The next is the ASW shallow water craft, eight ships. The four out of eight ships are under production, various stages of production. The keel of two ships have already been laid. I told you the one ship keel was laid last year, and in fact, both the ship's keel has already been laid. Second ship keel was laid on in the month of December at GRSC. Now, launching of the first ASW shallow water craft is planned to be happening somewhere in July/August this year. I must say that the at this point of time, except that some disruption in the supply chain, and of course certain items which are supposed to be coming up from abroad, generally the issue, you know that containers are a big challenge, movement of the container, etc., and the shortage, etc. But that is has a minor impact. But otherwise, all our ships for the Indian Navy are moving on a quite decent speed and pace. Similarly, when I talk about the Guyana ship, which is export one, we have already laid the keel of the ship, I told you, and that is also going to be ready for delivery by July this year. And thereafter, she will be moving to Guyana. Then the Coast Guard ship, that is fast petrol vessel, is also construction is going on fine, and we expect to launch the ship by May this year and the delivery by end of this year. So generally, the all the projects are generally going on fine, quite fine at this juncture, and I really don't see any major issue. Now it looks that from whatever, in case of the third wave and nothing happens beyond that, as we have been all reading on the news, in the newspapers, that it seems that this endemic thing is coming. If that is the case, I think we are on the right track, and you will see an excellent performance of the shipyard by end of this financial year. Now, I'll brief you about the performance of the company at the quarter ending Q3. As I said earlier also on a number of occasions, that when it comes to the warship building, we should not see normally the quarter-to-quarter performance. We should always look at the, because of long gestation period. Therefore, I will try to compare the results of Q3 cumulatively, from Q1, Q2, Q3 to the previous year up to Q3. So up to Q3, the revenue from operation has been 1212 crores as against 742 crores of the previous Q3 up to previous Q3. Showing an improvement of over 63%. Similarly, the EBITDA has also gone up by 46%. The operating profit, that is a very, very important thing, and I'm very happy to share with all of you that the operating profit of the company has gone up by 7 times if I compare the performance till Q3 to last year Q3. From 12.67 crores last year, up to Q3, it has gone to 81.88 crores. Similarly, the PBT has also gone up by 51% from 128.58 crores to 194 crores. The profit after tax is also improved by 49% from 95.47 crores in the previous year, December quarter, to 142.33 crores till this Q3 of 2022. Now, this certainly, as I told you earlier, is all due to the huge improvements in the overall production and internal efficiency, whatever measures we have taken. And also, despite of the reduction in the other income during the current year, we have declared, the board of directors have declared interim dividend of rupees 4.9 per share as against rupees 3.85 per share of the previous year. The company has got the EBITDA margin 17%, PBT margin stands at 15%, the PAT margin stands at 11%. The earning per share for the 9th month ending December 31st stands at 12.42 rupees as compared to rupees 8.33 as of the last year, December. So this is about the financial performance of the company as such. And I can say with confidence and belief that the way company has overcome all the challenges and issues during this year, the last quarter, that is the Q4, we have a strong belief that if no disruption happens, if no issue comes up, we will be doing extremely well and hope that this financial year results would be by far the best in the history of the GRSC in all its dimension. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is what from my side. At this moment, I will be very happy to take on the questions along with Director of Finance and Director of Personnel, whatever you have. And so the house is open for any questions or any query from your side. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rohit Natarajan from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. Congratulations on a good set of results. Sir, my first question is got to do with P17A3. I understand, I was under the impression that the launch date for this particular vessel is in somewhere in August. Between keeling and launch date, what could be the kind of execution or revenue that you could book on that vessel?
See, let me tell you, the 17 of project, and they are very, very big and complex stealth missile frigates of the Indian Navy, 6,670 tons of each ship, and fitted with highly complex weapon sensors, machineries, and a lot of automation. So now when you talk about the speed of construction, if you recollect, or if you have been part of my earlier discussion, the shipbuilding curve, when you talk about the start production to the keel laying, then to coming to the launch, I said earlier also that there are phases, first, second, third, and of course the fourth phase. The first phase is where largely the hull construction goes on, and in terms of the percentage, when you say the construction progress, is somewhere around 20 to 25% altogether, along with the hull outfitting also happening. So that hardly gives you much of the, I would say, the revenue as such, because there's only steel and the labor that is involved. So the keel basically is one block which gets made, keel part of it, and that ceremony is called the keel laying. And from keel laying to launch, it depends for the such large ship, it is on somewhere around 25-30% of the construction, we launched the ship with some amount of equipment and machinery going on board ship. So it takes somewhere around close to, depends, you know, availability of material, equipment, and such other things. You know, now there are 17 alpha ship. Each ship, the construction time is around 5 years plus. So therefore, it is somewhere in between around one and a half years from the, or 2 years. By the time you lay the keel and do you go for the launch, is close to 1.5 years or so. And from launch to, that is phase two, it comes where the maximum amount of weapon sensors, all advanced propulsion systems, etc., they go on board ship. There you have the maximum revenue that gets booked. So from launch to the trial phase is the longest time it takes. And here comes the maximum amount of revenue booking. So this is how the, you know, ship construction is as far as 17 alpha is concerned, is going to be happening. I told you that the first 17 alpha was launched in the month of December 2020. And when we launched the ship, it was at 25% construction, 25-26% construction. Right now, we have a construction progress of around somewhere close to 38% or so. Right. So it being a very large ship, each month, generally, it is 1.5 to 1.7% per month is the progress, because there's a different method of counting the construction progress. So from now till we get into the trial phase, that will be happening somewhere around 2000 next year or maybe beyond that. So that is how is the time frame.
Sure, sir. I appreciate that part. So then if I look at all the three, you know, vessels coming together, and if their launch date probably will, all three will be more or less on launch by FY23. So which would mean that your execution could technically speak go up to 3000 crore kind of a number in FY23, and maybe 3300 odd crore kind of number, 3400 odd crore kind of number in FY24. So I'm just going by that 1.5% into the value of vessel method. Probably it may not be commensurating with the financial progress of the vessels too. So help me understand, sir, how does this FY23 revenue trajectory and 24 trajectory would look like?
Yeah, I understood your question. I told you that when it comes to the, I would say, Project 17 Alpha and other ships also, whether Survey Vessel and ASW Shallow Water Craft, in fact, the 17 Alpha project has now reached to a certain level where cumulatively the first ship is going to give us the maximum amount of revenue, right? I just tell you that when I talk about the revenue that is registered for 17 Alpha project, if I compare to the corresponding 9 month period of last year, so this year till Q3 we have registered is 666 crores as against 432 crores of the previous Q3. So this now, I expect that, and as I said that the way 17 Alpha project is going, and if nothing hinders us, you will expect in FY23 much more higher revenue. I told you up to Q3 we have booked around 666 crores, which is going to be further much higher, maybe around 800 crores or so that would be coming up in project 17 Alpha itself. And FY23, when I have majority of the equipment going on board first ship and the second ship of the 17 Alpha, you can see a absolutely fantastic performance. And I said that now we are reaching to such a curve, overall curve, for not only 17 Alpha, but many other projects which are already going through the construction and are progress much better. So therefore, all together, from the three projects of the Indian Navy, we are expected to do much better. I can't give you the exact figures, but as you're saying that, yes, you will see this year itself, by end of the financial year, it will be, you know, the historical figures that would be achieving will be achieved. That is what my belief is. So let's wait and watch. And hereafter, I've been saying from last many meetings that you see the phase of the excellent performance has already started, and the curve is going to be steeper.
Sure, sir. I appreciate that part. So my second question is more to do with the prospective order inflow. What is the quantum of total orders in pipeline in short term, medium term, and probably something in long term?
See, as of now, as I said that earlier also, that we have submitted our bids, and one or two places we lost the bids quite closely. Now we are this week we have been told that they will be opening the bids of the new generation offshore petrol vessels NGOPV. That is for 7 plus 4, 11 ships construction. 7 will be by the L1 shipyard and 4 will be by the L2 shipyard. So we are keenly waiting for this major things to get opened up. And that is a major thing which seems to be happening in the near future. And we are bidding very, very forcefully as far as some or export biddings are concerned. Even though smaller vessels, but we are, as a part of export effort, we are seriously getting into that. So that is what is there as of now.
Okay, so this 9,000 crore of vessels opportunity. Are we looking at some corvettes too? There are some 13,000 crore corvettes which is going for a RFP stage, right?
Yeah.
Would you be looking?
Yes. Why not? So I'm just saying that this is the RFP which has already come out, and we have responded to this RFP in the form of submissions of bid. Now, when you talk about the new generation corvettes, that is supposed to be, we are all waiting for the RFP to get released by the Ministry of Defense and the Naval Headquarters. So that is keenly awaited by us. You know that we are the only shipyard which has produced 10 corvettes, 6 missile corvettes and 4 ASW corvettes. So we have got the best expertise, wherewithal and everything possible to go for a strong bidding.
So what is the L1, L2 proportion over there? That is not unknown at this point in time, right? RFP is not yet out. That's the reason why.
I couldn't get your last.
So I was saying the Corvette, new gen Corvette, 13,000 crore kind of orders, that L1, L2 detail breakup, like the one you have right now for 7 plus 4 for the distribution is with you. That distribution is not available for the Corvette order, if I'm not mistaken.
That is not known as far as the Corvettes are concerned, because that would be decided by the Ministry and the Indian Navy. So that is not known to us at this juncture.
Sure, sir. Thank you for this. I will get back into the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Vora from Mission Holdings. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
And sir, how do we what is the continuity in the ship orders? Like the current order will last how many years, and what is there in the pipeline for the next set of orders?
See, I would tell you that order book executable as of now is quite healthy, which is around 24,605 crores. And I told you altogether, we are supposed to execute the construction of 17 warships or ships and 6 number boats for government of Bangladesh. So it's a huge in terms of numbers and variety of the ships that is under construction for the Indian Navy and the Coast Guard, and also the for the Guyana, that is export vessel, 1700 ton vessel. So in our appreciation and with the current progress, of course, nobody anticipated that there will be a pandemic. Therefore, what are predictions and plans everybody has made out in their life, and everything got disrupted. Hence, the shipbuilding also. And you know that shipbuilding is being labor intensive and supply chain dependent. So we were worst affected. Now, I see that the current order book and looking at the construction cycle as per the contract, as per plan, and of course the grant of the force measures and other things, we expect up to FY27 or so, the ship's construction order book will last. And we expect that next 1 or 2 years, the new generation corvettes thing would have come out, RFP. We should be seeing the opening of the NGOPV tender. And also there is a tender for the, you know, we expect for the hovercrafts for or the ACV, we call it, air cushion vessels for Coast Guard and the Indian Army, 12 numbers. We are again going to be bidding very strongly. So likewise, whatever things would be coming out will be going forward with greater enthusiasm and better prepared for to see that we should get some orders. So it is not the end of thing, and we have sufficient work in hand. The capacity is almost optimally getting utilized. Infrastructure, resources. I told you the productivity levels have improved almost 3 times. So therefore, as of now, the current order book is going to take the thing till to dawn, FY27.
All right. And how do you hedge your the steel price? Like the contracts are passed on, steel contracts are passed on. How do you, because steel price has seen a lot of improvement in the demand, in the cost over last 1 year. So how do you see the steel price coming on?
You should not worry when it comes to the warship construction steel part, because unlike any commercial vessels and merchant ship where the largest chunk is the steel part, we have the huge part of the cost of the vessel of the warships is primarily on the weapon sensors, equipment, machinery, electronic items and such other things. So the steel, you know, constitutes very, very little, you know, around 3 to 4% of the entire cost of the ship. So it is certainly not a big trouble, because the steel getting produced is mostly, you know, almost indigenous. The warship grade steel is indigenous, being produced by the SAIL. We have the MOU with the SAIL to supply. So it is not really badly impacted as such.
But how is the contract? Would you be able to pass on the steel price, or you have to take it? How is the contract toward it?
I can tell you, that's why I explained to you that you need not to really worry for, because it is very minuscule part of it, of the entire, you know, cost of the ship. So that is, such variations are factored, not to worry.
All right, sir. Wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Money, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I had a couple of questions. One, if I were just to compare the employee cost along with other listed players, GRSE's employee cost as percentage of revenue is slightly higher, in fact, significantly higher. So I just wanted some explanation on that, number one. And if you also could just explain the current cash in hand out of your order book, even that, I think, is considerably lower than the other listed players. So if you can just throw some color on it, it will be helpful. Thank you.
See, let me tell you, the employee cost is governed by the central government, the wage rate, etc., and many other things which we have to abide by. And if you see the so-called improvement in the overall performance and the employee, you know, the revenue from operation per employee has really gone up, you know, much, much better. So therefore, I see that there's a, I think, a good improvement. And the cost of the employee, which you are saying, that is actually coming down compared to last year, that was 23%, it has come down to 17%. So we are all working towards making a lot of improvements in the, despite we cannot throw out the permanent employees, but what we have also done is that we have resorted to very, very structured outsourcing on many areas of the non-core activities. That has also helped us to not only improve the, you know, overall production and I think greater amount of throughput collectively, but also is helping us to bring down the fixed, that is, employee cost also. Because, yeah. Okay, your second question was cash in hand. So that is, You see that total cash with us as of now is 3,411 crores. In that, the own cash, which is there, is 176 crores. The stall is by the customer, that is 3,235 crores, and is all against the various projects. There is no advance. It is against the stage payment that has been given by the customer, and this will be used for the project only. So the own cash is just 176 crores.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Poddar from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. Regarding the operating margins, where do you see that settling with the improved execution? This quarter, we saw the revenues going up, but the margin was slightly under pressure. So do you see a large improvement there?
I must tell you that you would have been tracking the margins from the previous quarters and previous year, and you are also aware that the margins levels when you talk about in the shipbuilding, especially in warship building, is normally the Navy gives us profitability and the margins are around 7.5% only. But over the years, through the lot of changes and improvement that has been happening in the company, they have been consistently going up in the margins, and now what you see is around 11% something that has already come up. And I don't see it should be going down. It should be, with of course, the revenue will be doing quite well, but the margin also is expected to do well, and it will be, hopefully, it should be better than this.
Understood. And sir, could you elaborate more on the order that you are expecting from Bangladesh?
See, Bangladesh, you know that there's a small country and neighboring country close to us strategically. We are trying to make inroads in that country and making sure that whatever kind of orders, whether small orders or big orders, we are trying to venture into that, responding to the various RFP, etc. Okay, for from Fishery Department, you all know that we have got the order for the six patrol boats from the Fishery Department of Government of Bangladesh. We have got the ties with the certain ports of the Bangladesh, Bangla ports Paira ports. Okay, so this is already there, and we have been bidding strongly for a couple of the RFPs have come out. We have bid for that, and also we are looking at the larger kind of thing where some warships to the defense LOC, that talks are also on. So we are very hopeful that something probably may come our way. We are shortly going to be receiving some order on the portable steel belly bridges from Bangladesh Army. Not big order, but it will be certainly around 7-8 odd crores worth of the export order from the Bangladesh Army. So we are doing a fairly, good attempts with the Bangladesh. And we have to have patience to see to it that it fructifies to some bigger orders in future.
Understood. And so just last one confirmation, the RFP for COVID, that is valued at 13,000 crores.
RFP for the?
COVID that you talked about.
Yes. So we are actually, we expect it maybe sometime this year, if everything goes well, by end of this year, hopefully, or maybe early next year, it should come out. But we can only anticipate. But there's no concrete news as of now. But they are very much keen that RFP should come out. I'm sure that they will have their own procedural aspects at the naval headquarters and the ministry. So it has to come out. It has to come out, and we are all waiting for it.
Understood. And sir, what is the value of the 11 fast patrol vessels? Total value of the tender?
11 new generation offshore petrol vessels?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, it is around close to 9,000 odd crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Bhatia, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Himanshu Bhatia, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. I had just one small question, sir. For the current quarter, the raw material costs have been a bit on the higher side. So if you could just throw some color on that, because since you said that steel costs and the raw materials for warships are something to not be taken much concern of. So, sir, please, if you could just elaborate on that.
See, let me again tell you that when we say the raw material, that means we, in the parlance of the shipbuilding and warship building, we call it yard material. And in this raw material or the yard material, it's not only the steel alone, but along with steel, there are a lot of structural items like electrodes and flux and so many other things comes up. But in addition, we have the plumbing pipes, etc., and many other fittings that come up. We have the electrical cables also. They all form part of the so-called yard material or raw material, what you want to call it. And also there are some insulation material and of course the flooring material, deck flooring, etc. These are all form part of the yard material and raw material part. So yes, there is some increase here and there, but to my mind, what you are seeing here in quarter, that is certainly not a great thing. You should look at the quarter part, because when we look at the cost of the vessel, then the procurement happens. We don't procure it on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Okay, the items, say for example, 17 Alpha ship, it's a huge ship, and the decision period of each ship building is around 5.5 years. So there's no point having certain material coming up, quarter to quarter. They come up progressively, and then there is a cost that has been assigned to a particular order, which is getting delivered in a part quantity or in full quantity. So in certain quarters, what you see is not the, I would say, a great reflection of the overall cost of the yard material or raw material as such. Because the in that quarter, there will be consumption of more steel, because the steel throughput is very high. So when you see that the cost of the material has gone up because the large amount of fabrication activity has happened. So that's how you generally see that the material cost is looking higher or whatever has been booked in that.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. Sir, that puts a great perspective to it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kartik Bhatt, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. I just want to confirm that, sir, operating margin, would it be fair to say that it will be around 11 to 12% over the next few quarters?
Margin. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that despite of the pandemic and other challenges, if we have come thus far in terms of the margins and operating margin and other things, I am quite hopeful that we should be doing better than what so far happened. So that is what is the belief and hope.
Sure. Okay, sir. And there's no, you don't foresee any needs for taking up any debt, right? Considering next year, you don't foresee any need for taking up debt, right? Significant.
No.
Okay. No. Thanks.
And also, I must also add up, other investor also asked before you the question about the profitability margins. In warship building, if you are able to get anything double digit, is always very, very welcome. Okay, so if I am doing 10%, as again 7.5% what Navy gives me, I should be very happy, and everybody should be very happy. If I am doing 10%, that is fantastic. If you are doing 11%, much better. And if you are doing better than 11%, that would be, I think, good for everybody. So I think we all are hoping that hopefully we should be, but we should not expect a huge kind of a jump, etc. But if you're able to maintain that level, that will be very good for us.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Shah from Turtle Star Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, very good afternoon, sir. Sir, my question is in context. Okay, am I audible? I hope.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, right, sir. Sir, I had asked this even last time. Sir, just want to know the process of, succession planning. I believe, sir, in your tenure, company has done exceedingly well. But there are some reports and, that somebody has to fill in your shoes. Sir, how does that process work? Any update on all of that? If you could please let us know.
See, yeah. Everybody's tenure is defined by the, your assignment and appointment. And my assignment was there for the 5 years. Okay, that is supposed to be getting over by this month end. So as of now, that is the news. And as far as the succession plan is concerned, the teams are geared up. And whenever the interview happens for the next CMD, take over and get going on the taking care of the company. And I think I can only assure all of you that the company has already come to a level and a growth path in all its dimension, which I expect that the next CMD, whenever he takes over, and the other team members, whether director of finance, director of personnel, and new director of shipbuilding, who's already been appointed, but his ACC clearance is required, yet to come. So, put together, the entire team is fully geared up to take forward the agenda of growth of the company, and the company is absolutely on the right track. So, I think we should not really worry and bother much about the change of the top leadership.
Yeah. Sir, any update on the OFS, anything happening there? Because I'm just trying to connect the two things in terms of the CMD who comes on board and takes up this leadership thing. Till that time, the OFS would be in abeyance, or any update which is coming there?
I really do not know at this point of time that is any plan for the OFS in this quarter. To my mind, I have not heard of anything unless the government decides something else. In my thoughts, probably they would probably look for the next CMD and maybe the next financial year, if at all they are looking for OFS to happen.
Sir, any possibility or any chance of you getting an extended period of association with the company?
So everything is on government hand, though one cannot, one should not guess or, think, and anything can happen or, nobody knows. So I will leave it to the government to think and decide about that. But as of...
Sorry, sir, cannot hear you. I'm not getting the last few words. Hello.
Members of the management, we lost your audio. Ladies and gentlemen, we lost the line for the management. We would request you to... So please hold the line while we call them back. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay connected while we join the management back to the conference. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently waiting. We have the line for the management reconnected. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, I hope that what I've already told you about my tenure completing by end of this month, and I'm yet to hear anything from the ministry or the government about anything more. So let's assume that it is as of now, it stand that it will be getting completed on time. And can you hear me?
Yes, sir, very much. Please go.
Yeah, so that's how things are. And then other one is that about the OFS you asked, and OFS is something which is really not known to me as to what is the plan at this juncture, and you know, whether they will wait for the next CMD or to go for the OFS. Really, I don't have any substantial input, so I will not be able to make a guess out of that.
Yeah, so we all hope that sanity prevails, and we have many, many con calls with you and get understanding, and you have a long tenure with us as in the company and as well as from the investor side. So thank you very much, sir, for all the things that have been done in the company and the organization. We have seen this company grow from leaps and bounds in your tenure. So thank you very much, sir. And I really sincerely hope we all can have many calls and be associated for a long period of time.
Thank you so much for the kind words. Very, very nice and kind words. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Gaurav from Concept IR, for organizing this conference call. And I would like to pay my sincere gratitude and thanks to all my investors, all friends, and everybody who have been part of this company all throughout since listing and subsequently joining the company. And your faith and confidence that has been reposed in the company's performance. And I've heard some very kind, nice words about me and for the company. I can only assure you all that the company is on the right trajectory of growth path. As I see that, I explained to you about the ongoing projects and the way we made the improvement in the internal efficiency, all the processes, and of course, a lot of infrastructure augmentation that has taken place and other plans that have been drawn up by the company. The way things are going on, I feel that if there's no disruption furthermore, this year would be perhaps the best year in the history of the company. That's what I'm hoping. And also, from here on, the company is going to be showing much more better and steeper kind of growth trajectory. And therefore, all of you must watch out and continue to have belief and faith in the performance of the company. Wishing you and everybody safer, healthier times ahead. Do take care of yourself and the family. All the very best to you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you all for attending this conference call. If you have any further queries, please send an email to gaurav.g@conceptpr.com. I repeat, the email ID is gaurav.g@conceptpr.com. On behalf of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.